Okay, we have three poets left. Two of them are from St. Louis, one of them's from Fulton, and the next poet will be John Marshall, who's a St. Louis poet. Where's John? Were ready for this? John's published some things in a number of magazines, and I don't know what he's going to do tonight, but here is John Marshall.
Hello. The flood changed our perceptions. I think we all agree to that. I'd like to read to you something that was an early perception of mine of the river. From Eads Bridge. The burnt fingers of morning touch, an old woman waking a child. Long, warm hands sweep across the river, weaving the current amber. I lean and dream over the edge of wetting my hands with light. Several people have mentioned the media, and the media showed us some interesting things during its coverage of the flood, but they only showed us selected things. One area that was hit very hard was Festus Crystal City. And over again, they showed the Baptist church in the middle of Festus and how they were sandbagging around it and how everyone in the community was pitching in. But just a few doors down was the barber shop in Festus. And they never showed the barber shop. It was just as much a place of fellowship as the church was, somewhere that people joined in every day. Very few people came there to get haircuts. I think I was one of the only ones. Everybody came there to talk. And so everyone pitched in to save the barber shop as well. Old men at the barber shop, Festus, Missouri. Whenever I drift in, they're here. Musky and exotic, they seem more like mushrooms than old men. Sprouted among wooden chairs, quietly grumbling, stirring only to relieve themselves of morning coffee or when plucked for a trim. In the still, heavy air, the odd bookish one, an abalone oyster, hides behind the post. A pale, pudgy button dozes off. The dark, rangy shiitake shifts in his chair.